It's old school in Jacob Dannenberg's dorm room. A clock wakes him, handwritten notes remind him, and what's this?
It's just something to keep track of time.
No, it's not 1999. It's an Adelphi University course called Life Unplugged, where students did the unthinkable 1 week ago, handed over their smartphones.
I'm freaking out.
My hand is shaking right now.
A bold experiment to recognize today's compulsive relationships with ever-present devices. But 7 days later...
Who's excited they're getting their phone back today?
Gone are the nerves and the shakes.
Everything's perfect right now. Having a lot better relationships. It's just a lot more like stress-free environment. No worries about social media.
I think it's really like refreshing and like relaxing. So I was able to fall asleep like a lot easier.
They managed to find their way without GPS.
I just had to take the same route everywhere.
They were more productive.
Doing homework was 100% easier.
I was just more appreciative of everything around me, and like I was more aware.
Like sit at the dinner table and have a conversation. And like,
Professor Donna Freitas says it's important for everyone to assess their addiction.
Are the conveniences worth it? The fact that no one can focus, that my students can't sleep, they feel bad about themselves because of social media. I mean, the list could just go on and on.
But these sweet reunions...
Yeah, I made it.
...went sour quickly as endless notifications piled up.
Oh my God, this is so bad.
I just want to shut it off now.
Students say they're not quite breaking up with their phones, but promise the relationship will change.
I want to like keep that balance and like figure out the healthy relationship.
My screen time's definitely going to go down, and I'm just going to start to appreciate my surroundings more than I usually do, because usually I'm just looking at my screen all the time.
Students say they look forward to living more in the moment with their heads up and more often with their notifications off and do not disturb on.